Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. President Obama says his campaign has run a slew of positive ads. Keep it honest, though. We crunch the numbers. Plus, they're ridiculous. Let's get started. To begin tonight, keep it honest, on the campaign trail where attack ads are flying and so is the spin. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney today demanded that President Obama back off his attacks on Romney's record at Bain Capital, the private equity firm where he made his fortune. Recently, those attacks have focused on when Romney actually left the firm. The Obama camp claims Romney lied about his end date at Bain, even suggesting his actions could be criminal. Now, in a series of network and cable interviews on Friday, Romney accused the Obama campaign of stooping to new lows. In an interview that aired today on CBS This Morning, President Obama was asked about the negative ads his campaign has been running. Here's what he said.
First of all, we've done a whole slew of positive ads that talk exactly about how we need to change our education system, how we need to change our tax code, how we need to rebuild America, how we need to promote American energy. So those just don't get attention in the news.
Now, the president said they've run a whole slew of ads, positive ads. We wanted to check and see if maybe we'd overlooked a slew of ads either candidate was running. So keep it honest, we checked with CMAG, the consultants who track political ad spending for us. They told us that last week the Obama campaign aired negative ads more than 19,000 times and positive ads fewer than 150 times. In other words, less than 1% of their ads were positive. According to other reports, since the general campaign began, as many as 3 in 4 of President Obama's campaign ads have been negative. 3 in 4. Now, to be sure, both campaigns are playing hardball. During the 2 weeks ending July 9th, about 89% of Obama's ads carried an anti-Romney message, and 94% of Romney's ads criticized President Obama. That's, again, according to CMAG. Those are the numbers. The Obama campaign, however, is spinning a very different narrative where the word negative doesn't really exist. Over the weekend, Obama campaign spokesman Jen Psaki said they wanted to have a, quote, highbrow debate about what Americans really care about. But keep it honest, all weekend long, they instead focused on attacking Romney's ties to Bain and his personal finances.
He's taken advantage of every single conceivable attack shelter and loophole.
Mr. Romney attested to the SEC multiple times that he was the chairman, CEO, and president of Bain Capital. That company also was investing in companies that the Washington Post called pioneers of outsourcing.
If you're telling the SEC that you're in charge, but you're telling the American people that you bear no responsibility, one of those things is not true.
Stop whining. Defend. If you want to claim Bain Capital is your calling card to the White House, then defend what happened to Bain Capital and what happened and to those jobs that went overseas, those jobs that were actually cut and eliminated.
I don't want a pioneer in outsourcing. I want some insourcing. I want to bring companies back.
Well, the attacks continued on paper as well. Virtually all the press releases and statements they issued on Saturday and Sunday hammered Romney on those fronts. The Obama campaign also released a new attack ad.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain.